Good morning. I'd like to call this special meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education to order at 7 a.m. And we have the roll call.
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannan?
Here.
Mrs. Clayes?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins? Mr. Sagan?
Here.
Four board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is to approve the agenda for today's special meeting of September 1st.
So moved.
Second.
Oh, okay. Any discussion on the motion? Any questions or comments to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is from the Finance Committee. Move to the Finance Committee, Mr. Hannan.
I have no report.
Okay. We'll move on to business. Our, I believe, only piece of business from finances today is a resolution to accept the bid of Trinity 3 Technology in the amount of $49,674 for wireless technology for the McDonald Local School District. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
When will we actually have them here?
We'd probably take at least, I'd say 10 to 12 days at most. I remember the bids were different for each company. I would say within 2 weeks we'll have them in. The way we ordered them with the white glove service will be very limited time on our end as soon as they get here. So as long as Mr. Studer has a couple of days to inventory the machines, we'll be able to put them in the kids' hands very soon.
I'm so proud we finally got this done. We've talked about it. Actually, they never presented anything to us. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
It's nice they presented something to us.
Definitely. And Mr. Studer did a great job of, you know, helping us get that bid in order and take care of it and present all the information to you. Mr. Johnson helping get me through that bid process for the first time, so I appreciate that help. So,
any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as made.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move on to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Clayes?
No report this morning.
One item of business under personnel. It's a resolution to approve the following personnel for a one-year supplemental contract pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2017-2018 school year as follows. Michael Hecker, co-yearbook advisor, $2,295. And Hallie McGee, co-yearbook advisor, $2,295. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayes and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is there any discussion on the motion? I assume this is just the one contract split into two pieces.
Yes, absolutely.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion as made.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Sagnich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to program and policy. One item under program and policy today. Whereas Ohio Revised Code Section 3313.90 provides that the requirement for a school district to provide career technical education to students enrolled in grades 7 and 8 can be waived for a particular school year if the school district's Board of Education adopts a resolution that specifies the district's intent not to provide career technical education to students enrolled in grades 7 and 8 for a particular school year and submits that resolution to the Ohio Department of Education by the 30th day of September of that school year. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the board will not provide career technical education to students enrolled in grades 7 and 8 for the 2017-2018 school year, and the board directs the superintendent to submit a copy of this resolution to the Ohio Board of Education prior to September 30th, 2017. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizellin, seconded by Mrs. Claassen. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
This is something I think that's going to continue to evolve around the state. At this point in time, most districts are opting out of this. Even TCTC, I don't think, has enough time to put programs in place that are going to be appropriate for it. And then we're going to have to take a look at, does the state remove this waiver at some point in time? They might prevent us from having this option, but at this point in time, I think this is the best interest for our kids.
So presumably, if they remove this option, I mean, they wouldn't remove this until such time as TCTC was up and running on providing subs at eighth grade.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizellin?
Yes.
Mrs. Claassen?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. Hand?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting at 7:06 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizellin, seconded by Mrs. Claassen. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizellin?
Yes.
Mrs. Claassen?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.